Well, 207 people killed. That's the latest count in Sri Lanka after a series of bombings, as many as 9 bombings, ripped through hotels and churches and other locations in the country's capital city of Colombo. Officials say 7 people have been arrested. And for more, let's head to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline to talk with CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Mike, good to have you with us again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to you, too. So what do we know so far about what happened in Sri Lanka?
Well, the attacks were clearly coordinated between hotels and churches, 3 hotels. And with this kind of damage, obviously there's some kind of conspiracy. Most cases, they were suicide bombers, but they've arrested individuals, but they haven't said what groups they're part of. And so until we get more information on what groups they're part of, then maybe we can kind of trace back to what the origins are. But this is a tremendous failure of the intelligence community there of not being able to pick it up. The individuals had the means of creating these suicide bombing vests, as well as to coordinate this over one period of time would have taken something they should have talked about and should have been picked up.
Okay, so we don't know what the organization is per se, but is there any indication what the group's agenda or beef is?
Well, it looks like it's religious, obviously, and these were attacks on Christian sites, Catholic in particular. Sri Lanka is primarily a Catholic country. And it's been about 10 years since that civil war took place, in between some religious groups that were there, and it's possible this is, you know, it'll show that the individuals have a problem with trying to create so division when it comes to the religious aspects of it. But until we find out what specifically the group was, we won't really know for sure.
And just to be clear, when you say primarily a Catholic country, that's among Christians, which is a minority of like 7%. In Sri Lanka, largely a Buddhist country, 70% is from what I read as far as Sri Lanka goes, Buddhist. Terrorist attacks were pretty common in Sri Lanka, and just so people can kind of place this on a map, Sri Lanka sits right below India. But during the country's brutal civil war, there were numerous terrorist attacks, but that all pretty much ended in 2009. Things have been pretty peaceful since then. Had tensions at all been rising again recently, or was this out of nowhere?
No, really out of nowhere, and hadn't seen that. And it does, kind of the Buddhist religion and the politics of India, as well as the United Kingdom, that had control over it, had kind of kept things under wraps, so to speak, and they were moving ahead peacefully. So this is something that no one expected. And what is clearly the most important of the Christian holidays to have and to take place there is something you got to be concerned about.
What about the hotels? What does that say? The hotel attacks.
Well, it says they're not just going after the churches in particular, but they're going after foreigners. In most cases, that's who's staying there. And I think the British have reported that they've got casualties amongst their citizens already. I think it's an attack on the religious institution as well as those that go there. There are some that actually took a pilgrimage. There's one Catholic church in particular that St. Thomas the Apostle had visited, and people do visit that on Easter Sunday and take a pilgrimage to it. And the attack was not only on the people that are in the church, but also the ones that were looking to go and visit it.
Now, among the places targeted was a private home, actually, at a place called Mahawila Gardens. What do we know about why that would have been attacked, a private residence?
Yeah, it must have been that specific individual that was there and hadn't heard anything else outside of that. But when they're going after one specific private residence, it must be something that the group had connected a dot to. And I think we'll find out more information as that comes.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. That is CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.